95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Another.
Another Monday. Here we go again.
Let's get this over with.
Let's get this over with.
Let's get this done.
One of the great things about this show is that it's smart, but it's so silly.
Really?
But silly in a way that doesn't make me cringe.
Sounds like a winner.
Good enough for a
Monday morning.
Okay.
Showtime. It's back. The Banana Bank has arrived again. It's 95.3 Gorilla with all the hit music you love, the throwbacks you can't live without, and cash freaking money. Yes, let's get you cashed up. The Banana Bank is back open starting today, weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. Three chances every single weekday for you to win big money only on 95.3 Gorilla. Hundreds of dollars in those first initial guess rounds, and then thousands at least in the bonus rounds, okay? So here's how this works. When you get through, when you play 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30, all you got to do is tell us up or down. That's it. Just up or down. If you think the price of bananas will go up or down. If you're right, you can keep the cash, win the money, and you're good. Or you can keep playing. If you're right three times in a row, you'll enter the Banana Bank bonus round, and that could be worth thousands of dollars. And we've got some other big surprises for you, too. Yeah, so the bonus round might not just be cash. It could be other stuff, too. You never know what's inside the Banana Bank vault. 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 on weekdays. Your shot to win big on 95.3 Gorilla. And more Niall Horan tickets all week long right here.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hey, Gorilla, who's this?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. You're caller number 10.
Woo!
Yes!
Awesome.
Let's do it. Jessica, caller number 10 for the Banana Bank. How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
It was amazing. I was thinking about giving people money. Now, I have $5,000, Jessica, in the bonus round today. You ready for this?
Let's see if we can get there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start off with $100. That's your first price, Jessica. $100. Are we going up or are we going down?
Up.
Going up. Jessica says up. Are we going up? Yes, we are. $150 from Gorilla. $150 is your new price. You want to keep the cash or do you want to keep going?
Let's keep the cash.
We're going to keep the cash. Are you sure? You positive? Sure?
No, but yes.
Okay. Let's do it. There you go. $150 from 95.3. Congratulations. Let's get you paid.
Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
It's hard to believe, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but summer is right around the corner. 2026 is absolutely flying. So that got me thinking about summer. I'm talking about summer traditions today. What are some of your favorite summer traditions? What do you look forward to the most when you think about summer? I got Keith first. Keith, you're up.
Any kind of slushy drink is amazing in the summer.
You've been dreaming about them? You've been waiting for it?
I try to make them at home, but I don't use syrup. I try to blend some fruit and ice together to make a slushy, and it usually comes out good.
Nothing beats that ice cold frosty goodness on a hot summer day. I'm with you. I get that. Yes. What about you? What are some summer activities, traditions, things like that that you're looking forward to this year?
Our family is huge on staying fit and active. So every summer we pick a week where we travel to a new spot and just hike it.
Okay. If that works for you, that's awesome. I'm not from a hiking family myself. What does that do for you? What do you guys get out of that?
It really keeps us together and forms a nice bonding experience, something we look forward to every year.
I now know why my family doesn't do that. We try and limit our exposure to each other. Oh, I'm just kidding. I love my family. We all love each other, but a hiking trip together, that is not in the cards for my family this summer. What about you? What's a summer activity, a summer tradition that you're very, very excited about this year? Nell is next. Nell, go for it.
I absolutely love the cookouts we have.
Me too.
Every Sunday, we invite our family and friends over for a cooking competition.
Okay.
So each family member brings their own homemade meals, and we vote on whose were the best.
I love it. That's awesome.
It makes it a little fun game and also a huge eating and drinking fest.
See, I feel like we would fit in. I feel like I could join your family. You could adopt me, no problem.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Letterman back on Colbert as they wind down the late show, tossing stuff off the roof again. You remember that?
Dave, do you want to do this one with me? It's a little lighter.
Yeah, now, this is yours.
This is my desk chair.
All right, well, say goodbye, my friend.
All right.
How many hours have you and your been in that chair?
Oh, 1,810 shows.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, let's give it a go.
One.
A little my way.
Your way?
Oh,
yeah, there you go. One, two, three.
Amazing. Yeah, Stephen Colbert's last show is coming up on the 21st. Seth Rogen slamming writers in Hollywood that use AI. Listen to this.
Every time I see a video on Instagram that's like, Hollywood is cooked, what follows is like the most stupid dog I've ever seen in my life. And so, and if your instinct is to use AI and not go through that process, you shouldn't be a writer.
No.
Like, 'cause then you're not.
You're not writing.
You're not writing. Like, go do something else.
Yeah. Computer.
Exactly.
Like, it's not, yeah. Like,
and if you don't want to go through the process, you shouldn't be a writer.
I feel like we all kind of share that sentiment, right? Like, you shouldn't be a creative writer if you just use an AI to do it. That's ridiculous. Ice Cube teaming up with Mike Epps for some big news over the weekend.
Last Friday, I hear, is coming.
Yes.
It's signed. Y'all are writing
it's
it, correct?
It's going down. Yes. It's going down. It ain't going up. It's going down.
For sure.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job.
Y'all get Chris?
We've been talking to him, and he wants to come back.
He's one of the best. Yeah. I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, Ice Cube teaming up with Mike Epps, officially confirming last Friday that movie is in development right now. And Adam Driver sidestepping questions about Lena Dunham during a press conference at Cannes. He was asked about her allegations that he was incredibly difficult to work with and really, really problematic in the workplace. He said, quote, "I have no comment on any of that. I'm saving it all for my book." Good for him. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Another woman already? What did you say to her?
I did a fake survey.
You did the fake survey?
I know. I'm not over it. And now I'm wearing this. What is the deal with my life?
Are you imitating me?
No! This is what I sound like when I cry.
I think I'm a little insulted.
You're insulted. I'm crying.
That's the great Tina Fey. Tina celebrating her 56th birthday today. That was a clip, of course, from 30 Rock. Seinfeld thinking Tina was making fun of him, but no, she was just upset. Jack Johnson turning 51 years old today.
Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together.
Happy birthday, Jack. On today's date, 25 years ago, one of the best animated films of all time debuted in theaters. May 18th, 2001, Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz came together for Shrek.
For your information, there's a lot more to ogres than people think.
Example?
Example? Okay, ogres are like onions.
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, they make you cry?
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs?
No. Layers.
You know, I was a full-grown adult before I realized that Lord Farquaad is voiced by the one and only John Lithgow. You can't watch the movie the same way once you realize that. 52 years ago today, Ray Stevens started a 3-week run at number one on the Billboard chart with The Streak.
Well, yes, they call him The Streak.
That was half a century ago. And on today's date, May 18th, 2012, 14 years ago, Facebook held its first IPO and raised $16 billion. That's your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday.